Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WDRZ Channel 2. I was just wondering, obviously you were teammates with Eric Staal, so you know a lot about him. What were the biggest attributes you found when you were trying to acquire him that you wanted to get him on your team?
Yeah, hey, Paul, how you doing? Eric Staal is had a world-class career. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won an Olympic gold medal. He's won a world championship gold medal. He's been an all-star many times. He's still a very productive player. And that's just what I'm telling you there is just what he is on the ice and what he's done. He's a tremendous person, high character, tremendous leader, former captain. Obviously, I have, because of the past and, my experience of being a former teammate in him, with him, I've seen that up close and personal. We added a phenomenal player and person today. Very excited about it.
Hi, Kevin. It's Lance from the Buffalo News.
What line unmuted.
Behind Jack, given your roster situation, was that a priority for you entering this offseason?
Yes, Lance, I think as I mentioned to you guys previously on calls, really looking at our roster and over these last couple of months and having a kind of a short and medium and long-term plan and what we need to do, obviously identifying the center ice position and trying to strengthen ourselves up the middle is important. To be able to look around the league and to be able to target and identify a player like Eric was really important. So, yeah, it was definitely something we were working on doing.
Hey, Kevin. John Worrell with the Associated Press. As a first trade goes as a general manager, how important is this one in knowing, being familiar with Eric, knowing the player that you're getting, and what's it mean to you to have this as your first trade?
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of time to think about that because I've been so focused on this process and the work that goes into it. But, just thinking that through a little bit, it's my first trade as a general manager. The fact that I was fortunate enough to sit next to Eric in the locker room and we won a Stanley Cup together, and I know what he's all about, definitely gives me comfort knowing the person he is, the family man he is. I know his wife very well. Certainly having that knowledge and background on Eric is helpful when you make a big decision like this. I guess I didn't think about it being necessarily my first trade. It's just, now that you said that, though, it's special.
Hi, Kevin. It's Bill Hoppe from the Times Herald. This being your first trade, what did you learn about the process? What was it like for you to go through it for the very first time?
Well, it's a good question, Bill. I think certainly there's a lot of thought and work that goes in before doing something like this. These decisions don't get made in a vacuum. I would say that as well. There's a lot of work in terms of the player watching and making sure you know exactly where their game is at. A lot of conversations with Ralph, a lot of conversations with Terry and Kim, and just you know, what are we looking to do? Why? Analyzing different thoughts. And I like to methodically make decisions in terms of asking questions. And that's what I tried to do through this process. So I feel like I'm learning a lot every day, Bill. I learned a lot today, and I'll learn a lot tomorrow. But it's all part of the part of the experience for me.
Hey, Kevin. John Vogel with The Athletic. Hope all is well. As you mentioned, things aren't done in one day. Both these guys had no trade clauses. Did both teams have to wait to see what was going to shake out with that before really getting into the deal, or were you had the framework in place before that?
Yeah, that's something that, like I said, is part of this process. You know, you're going through every different scenario. And, you know, I think it's interesting, John. As a player, sometimes you show up, you make sure you're ready to go, you play. I was traded a bunch of times, so I had those phone calls as a player to say, you know, we've traded you. And you don't really understand all that goes into it. But, yeah, that's part of it, just understanding the contracts and understanding what it all means more than just what the on-ice is. So that definitely was part of the process.
Kevin, it's Brian Duff here from Sabres.com. Kevin, just wondering, have you spoken to Eric, and what was his reaction to it?
I have. Duffer, how you doing, by the way?
Good, thank you.
I have spoke to Eric. We didn't have a long chat because – there were a lot of things going on for both of us, but we caught up. It was a great conversation. You know, what I said to Eric, too, just so everybody knows, is that I understand when this happens, there's a lot of emotion. You know, there's a lot of things going on in your mind in terms of, okay, what does it mean, and how does it affect in terms of my family? And there's just so many moving parts when you get this kind of news, and there's always surprises. Eric and I had a good chat. We're obviously going to have a much more in-depth conversation soon. Obviously Ralph will as well, but no, it was great to talk to him, and he's a phenomenal human being, and that's very important to what we're doing here.
Kevin, it's Lance again. This type of a move, adding a guy with this type of resume, I mean, is it also nice to maybe inject some, you know, maybe some positive morale in your team in the middle of a very long, what's been a difficult offseason for this group? I know how much it was probably a tough pill to swallow to have their season end the way that they did, and it's the type of player who's kind of a culture piece in the dressing room, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, if you everybody knows the career that Eric's had. There's players, and I'll say this, there's very few players in the league that would just from what they've done on and off the ice, command the respect and have the presence that an Eric Staal does, and he fits in that small group of people. So I think it's a great thing for our locker room. It's great for our organization, and, you know, he's a winner. He's been there. He's been in a game seven of the Stanley Cup final. He's raised the trophy. I mean, these are really, really important experiences that he's lived and he's going to bring into our locker room that are very, very important to our team and the culture that we have.
Hey, Kevin, Greg Boris from Spectrum News here in Buffalo. Does this maybe relieve some of the pressure off of having to force Dylan Cousins a little earlier than maybe he was ready for?
That's a fair question. I think Dylan's, we would all say we're extremely excited about Dylan. I probably mentioned this a few months ago. Every player's kind of maturation process is different. So Dylan is someone that we look forward to coming in and challenging for a roster spot. But at the same point, we do not want to put Dylan Cousins in a position that he's not ready for. So, I think the underrated part of an Eric Staal in your dressing room, and if Dylan Cousins is on our roster, is just the ability to be with him every day and to learn from him, and not just on the ice but off the ice as well.
Hey, Kevin, this is Jordan with Sabres. You mentioned he's still very productive and using space numbers. Seem to pop out at first glance. What do you see on the
Jordan, it's a little hard to hear. I think you said, what do I see on the ice with Eric?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, he's still a very productive player, very, very smart, big body, understands both ends of the ice, understands how to play, has played a lot of hockey in his career against top, you know, matchups. He's a guy that has always had a knack around the net for putting himself in spots that to be successful. He's a very good power play guy. He's long, and he can, you know, even as a young player, back when he was first coming in the league, he had the ability to hang on to pucks and make the players around him better. So those are all the things, you know, as I watched him closely recently in a lot of his games, I saw a lot of the same things. And he's very intelligent. Very, very intelligent hockey player.
Kevin, Paul Hamilton again. Have you been given the freedom to spend right up to the salary cap, or have you been given a budget that's below the cap? And the second question would be, if you have been given a budget below the cap, is it actual money spent, or is it actual cap money?
Yeah, Paul, it's, you know, for me, what I've been with the discussions that I've had with Terry and Kim and over these last few months has been, hey, we want to do everything we can to win a Stanley Cup here in Buffalo. And they've proven over the years that they're willing to do in terms of not just, you know, your salary spends, but in terms of the resources and sports performance and locker room and all that. So that hasn't changed, Paul. You know, I want to make sure that we put this organization in a position that gives us the ability to put a good team on the ice and also flexibility. So we're gonna work on that over the coming weeks.
So you do have the freedom if you see fit to be able to spend to the cap?
Well, for me, Paul, it's not like I'm not dodging the question, but I don't look at the cap as what I'm focused on. I'm looking at the team that we're trying to build and then making sure that we're putting ourselves in a position to also adjust and be flexible. So, but no, Terry and Kim have been very supportive of, obviously, before me and with me here now, doing everything we can do to win.
Hey, Kevin, Matt Bovet here with WKBW. Thanks for hopping on this call tonight. Do you kind of see this as maybe like the first domino to fall? Obviously, it's your first trade, and as we get closer to the draft and as we get closer to the end of the season that's going out now, do you sense that the activity is going to start to pick up?
Well, I think there's, you know, as you guys know, this is my first time through this, you know, type of situation with the draft coming up. But what's interesting in all my conversations with other general managers around the league is everybody's kind of feeling this, you know, we're all in this interesting place. You know, it's unique and no one's ever been through this before. It's been extremely busy in terms of conversations. There's a lot to be excited for coming up with the draft. And I do think there's just a lot of, you know, but then there's still the Stanley Cup playoffs going and not every team is even in their off season yet. So it's an interesting dynamic, but I do think that there's a lot of conversations. There's a lot of teams now shifting their attention to obviously the draft, but also the roster for next season and preparing for that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.